And without intensity, there is no memory, and without memory, there is no formation of character. And ultimately, there is the violence who wants to dominate others, but there is also the violence who doesn't want to be dominated. And ultimately, it is the distance from nature that makes us sick, and everything that connects us to her is beneficial. And coercion, in the end, is against life in all its forms. And the more we conform to power, the more it rewards us. And the more we conform to our nature, the more we get oppressed. But the more we can find a way to revolt. And lastly, to be adventurous is to do what others do not conceive doing. And once victims get officially recognized, they are on the good path to become the new villains. And what is let to the people is taken care by the people, and what is interfered with will ultimately be abandoned. And it is not about leaving one trait for another, but embracing them all and regaining a superhuman autonomy. And fragmented by modernity, it is up to our individual selves to put our humanness back together. And cultivating one's own nature for the sake of spirituality is liberating, while cultivating the nature of other for the sake of capital is what is enslaving. And having found ways to accelerate natural processes, humans have only found a way to accelerate the death of an otherwise immortal nature. The structure that is given from above is what deviates the course of life irremediably. And there is a majority that has been crushed by modernity but doesn't know it, and there is a minority that enjoys the power concentration deriving from it but doesn't want to change it. And remove the time we lose in persuading, we can all become mindful within our own intimate ecologies. And by weakening the horizontal web of relationship, the system has established the vertical relation to its own power. And paradoxically, the more we comply, the more we can obtain a view of what remains of nature rather than a full immersion with her. And put asleep in one or another institution, we can either keep on sleeping or have nightmare or wake up and rebel. And while we are told to fight one another and get a hold of the podium from which to speak out, we shall maintain a face-to-face communication and elevate and inspire each other. And only conveniently, power is allocated in this or that elite, while naturally people would step in and out based on the energy they can devote for the common cause. And the irony is modern human that get hold of more sheepdogs than actual sheep. And the level of wilderness could return, but the system is unable to deal with it unless it fully isolated. And notwithstanding that they are the greatest pests, the middle class humans consider the non-maintained nature as the source of contamination. The clergy of the system will always accuse the industrialists of the system, and the industrialists of the system will always accuse the clergy, but none of them will dare to conclude that there is the system to be accused. And if only one crack goes unnoticed under the solid crunch, everything is ready to erupt. And every big union destroys small autonomies and creates the absurd landscape of placing roles far and wide. And what is considered infesting may be in fact the one resource for those who decide not to comply. And if we don't believe there can be a structural approach, we can marry our tailored structure and structure ourselves accordingly. And if the regime is what demolishes us, it is a regime against the regime that turns us strong again. And as the tools become more intelligent, the understanding becomes more insignificant, and there is a need for humble humans to create new meanings. And for the most, we are not mutants out of our own will, but for the sake of the system, self-preservation. In hunter-gathering, we starve because the environment has been fully sterilized, but our mind can rejoice. And we either root ourselves or get rooted or feed off roots and have no need of being sedentary. And the more people are traumatized by modernity, the more they dedicate themselves fully to surrogate activities, not considering dropping out. And in fact, to avoid to be put to prison and speak out, we already live in a state of prison. And the ambassadors of peace in the end are the storytellers slowly roaming the landscape and uniting the many realities of a universal meaning. And it is the euphoria of the electronic medium that prevents any connection with the spiritual medium. And the higher the level of civilization, the higher the urge for the wild. And after all the interactions required to stay socially afloat, difficulties to land on a firm ground. And worse than capitalism is the form of populism now spread to all individuals by the new media. Either the solitary wolf or the horny ant trying to climb over the other ants. And with the extinction of hunter-gatherers brought forward by modernity, we have lost the most essential human capital it would be wise to reacquire. And with the focus of establishing ourselves in the hierarchical society, we lose the focus in going in depth in the mind. And in a system that only wants branches from us, the skill is to put roots, but still some branches. And the same technology that can inflame us, it can cool our senses and allow some level of profoundness. And we either work for the system that is destructive, or we don't work that is destructive for ourselves, or work to reconstruct ourselves. And if we have to die, we have to die with a dream of redeeming ourselves and return to our primitive life. And we can either establish ourselves and be proud of it, or establish ourselves and push forward our human boundaries, disregarding our vanity. And where there is to be generous, we ought to be generous indiscriminately, not expecting anything in return. And the last, it is the fire of technology that spreads to dominate, and not certain superior people towards some inferior ones. And the greenhouse effect entails that in greenhouses is the remedy, especially in the cultural ones. We are indeed free, but with fences all around us and in between us. And only if we are disciplined enough to disconnect from the noise outside, we can be disciplined enough to connect to the silence within. And the very elite that has deprived people from the wilderness has made the wilderness their exclusive right. And it is following the mainstream that we get lost, and it is getting lost from the mainstream that we can find ourselves back. And in one way or another, we are soon all to realize that life is too precious, too wasted for the security of a wage. And the most frank moralizers are those who preach but do not wish what they preach to be applied to their children. And we can still retain our primitiveness, we just have to get back down to tracking. And once all the channels are settled, it's always a compromise, yet we ought to always remember our aim is to get out at sea. And more than being disciplined, we ought to be trained in detecting how disgusting it is to let go to an hedonistic type of life.